Welcome to this inspiring message from Grace and Life Church. We do hope you enjoy it. For more information about us, please see our website, www.greaterlife.org.uk.
Morning, church. Pastor Paul, a few weeks ago, said, you're a bit different, but what's going on? Or what's to that effect? And I said, well, I'm praying. He goes, well, that's good. I said, no, I'm actually really praying now, Pastor. And we've had conversations, and he said, well, you've had a revelation about praying, so tell the people, what is it? And it's the weirdest thing, if you want to know the truth. It's enjoying my prayer time. Now, that's actually a huge revelation. Because, oh God, help me. Please, God, I need money. I need money. Oh, my knee. Oh, please, God. God, I need patience. Hurry up! Is that just me? Is that just me? No. You know? Went to a conference recently, and it talked about royalty and about how God looks at us, who we actually are. You know, before the foundations of the earth, we were kind of dreamt of by God. We are the apple of his eye. We are somebody. We are somebody. And when your children, let's say, go to you and they ask you for things, as the Bible says, what do? Do you give them snakes? No. If you are going to go into the presence of the Almighty, the power, the cosmic power. If you are going to go to him, and he who loves you, created you, has given you all the promises that are in the Bible, how are you going to ask? How are you going to go into his presence? Are you going to go into his presence angry? Are you going to go into his presence feeling shame? Are you going to go into his presence feeling irritable and upset? And expect to get something in return? No. The Bible is very, very clear. Irrespective of your trials, irrespective of your situations, be thankful. And so I actually decided to be thankful, and I decided to make the choice that every morning when I pray, and I pray for at least 30 minutes now, to be happy. See, as Pastor Paul says, God is in a good mood. So, as I said, let me repeat myself. Am I going to go to God, my Father, who's in a good mood, feeling irritable, feeling angry, feeling upset? Or am I going to go into his presence knowing that I am loved, knowing that I am safe, knowing that he wants the very, very best for me? People say prayers are not answered. I wonder why. David is dancing around in his ephod or his underwear, as people say. I'm not saying that, you know. But here's the thing. In the morning, Before anyone else is up, I'm dancing. I am dancing before the Lord, whether I want to or not. He's worth it. He said, be happy. So I decided to be happy. And it's as simple as that. Now, all of a sudden, prayer actually is like that. It's no longer a grind for me. I'm just telling you that from my heart. It is not a grind for me anymore. Well, you know, 5 minutes is gone. Oh, my word. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. You've heard me say that so many times. I don't know how many times a day I say that. I pray that. I speak that. I want to be that. That is what God is to me. I want to be that to God. I want to be that to everybody that I meet during the day. Grace and mercy follow me every day. You've heard me say that many times now. Why? Because as I'm praying, oh yeah, grace, mercy, love. It's chasing me down. They're chasing me down. I'm slowing down. Catch me, catch me. Oh yeah. I am. Do I feel like it sometimes? No. Do I choose to do it? Yes. How do I feel at the end of that prayer session? 6'6" and bulletproof. Every time. And it's there for all of us, but it's a choice. Have I asked for things that haven't materialized? Yes. Is that because God doesn't want to give it to me? No. There's something in my life, I guess, that I just kind of need to get right. And it'll happen. Yes? Are you guys feeling me?
Yeah.
How do you pray? How do you pray? So, if we're entering into the throne room of God, what does that feel like? See, we say things, I think, you know, Christianese, and we say things without really thinking about them. Yes, we enter the throne room of God. But what does that feel like, really, when you're praying? I mean, are you really getting your emotions going? If you're walking up to the Almighty, and it's Zephaniah 3... I think it's 16, 17, I think. He says that the Lord God rejoices over you. He sings over you. He dances over you. When I'm praying, that's what God's doing. How can I go to him in a mood? No matter what Chrissy's done. No, seriously. The secret is it's a choice. It's a choice to believe what the Bible says. It's a choice to believe that your Father wants nothing more but the very best for you. I mean, let's face it, let's say you woke up and you were feeling in a bad mood or you stumped your toe or you had a headache or whatever, but that day you're going to meet the Queen, or better still, you found out you won the lottery. Let's face it, what headache? Yeah? The Almighty we're meeting. We're sat with Jesus. We're sat with Jesus. I mean, what does that feel like? I mean, I'm praying. My eyes are closed. I'm talking to him. And I feel safe. And I feel warm, and his arms are around me, and I'm talking to him. I mean, come on. But we don't engage our heads, or rather we don't engage our imaginations. Not when we're praying, not really. In my own opinion, I think we engage, we imagine the worst. We imagine all kinds of stuff. We don't imagine ourselves in heaven. There's a crowd, a crowd of witnesses cheering you on. You know? I mean, does this sound weird? But as I'm praying, I'm high-fiving Solomon. Abraham. That's what the Bible says. I engage. I'm just engaging. And it's not difficult either. It's just a choice. And I'm living it. I am actually living it. I'm not just saying that because I'm up here. I'm actually living it. And things are changing. There's changes at work. My mood's obviously changed. I am a happier person throughout the day. And just talking about what Martin said about the micro things. Relatively recently, I guess over the last about 6 months, I downloaded an app, and I wrote on this app, you choose goals. And I have written a number of goals, which are small, tiny things about how I see myself. I'll tell you one thing is, I walk on hallowed ground. So I have to remember that, and I see that every morning. And then I tick it off. I walk on hollow ground, on the hallowed ground, because Christ is in me, the Holy Spirit's in me. So therefore, every step I'm taking on hallowed ground. That's the whole point. When I remember that, I tick it off. Sorry? It's called habits. It's called habits. And I've got about 20 little habits like that. One of them is praying. Now, the funny thing as you know, Pastor Paul always says, pray. And when we're in the leadership meeting, he's saying, pray. And so I've got praying on this app. And I was going through the kind of results of this app. This was about 3 months ago. And it was like, oh my Lord, I am not going to show Pastor Paul this. Because it turns out that I wasn't really praying as often as I thought I actually was. Now, if I show you, Pastor Paul, if I show you, yeah? Believe. Everything that's happening, all the testimonies here, I mean, your Father is a good God. He wants nothing but the best for you. Pray. Talk. Commune with Him. Daily. Every minute. Commune with Him. When you decide that it's an easy thing to do, it actually becomes an easy thing to do. And that's really it, to be honest. Your God wants you to commune with Him. Commune with Him. Amen? Yeah.